cap, I'm screaming thug life. Yeah. Sound check, check me out. One take, bounce it. Yes. Then I'm out, bounce it. Bounce it, I'm selling ounces. Pouncing in my house. Scaling, fishing. Scaling, fishing. Wishing, never that. I'm on a mission. I stay working. Shit, twerking in the kitchen. Whipping, tired, dripping, whipping. Moon rock. This here, this is my block. Who's that? Who's that? Deep hole, block him, pop him, shot him.
Think I got something in the bag for you. But it's bad for you. Get on my level, here's a tag for you. I got a little sack with a gram for you. She said if you take it with me, I'll do good to you. Yeah. But I know I can hook to you. I said, baby, I'm too hood for you. You over with me, got a man and you throw it with him. Yeah. Hey, new drug, new fish. You over with me, I'm a hoe. New high, new lips, yeah.
Folkies, welcome back to Generation Strange, live on CITR 101.9 FM, residing on the traditional, ancestral, unceded, and otherwise stolen territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. I'm your host, Ines. You can find me at Generation Strange Radio on Instagram. Welcome to this lovely hour on a clear Vancouver night as we cover people's favorite ideas and moments through music history. Stay tuned every other Saturday for more fave history, deep dives, artist interviews, and a little bit of fun conversational analysis. Joining me live on my broadcast tonight from my home and my garden is my guest Max, a current third year at UBC and a Fiji at Phi Gamma Delta.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you even more for Ness for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so I'd like to start every episode by asking, what's your favorite moment or idea in music history?
So I guess my favorite moment in music history would have to be my exploration of music through the website 8Tracks back in 2012, before streaming services like Apple Music or Spotify were readily available. 8Tracks was the place to find and stream new music. Before then, I only really listened to my parents' music, which is primarily disco and classic rock. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love those genres and I still listen to them to this day. But my first real independent exploration of music came through 8Tracks. I'd have to say my favorite genre at the time was indie rock and rap remixes, such as Cutter Is Back by Kid Cudi or The Thrill by Wiz Khalifa. I also really, really liked an artist who goes by the name E Double. He was an icon for this time on the internet, and he featured familiar 2010 beats. Mm-hmm. He was well known for his chill freestyles and long, personable intros. Sadly, he passed away in 2017, so it'll be an honor to play one of my idol's songs for you tonight.
Okay, yeah. So before we get into all the conversation on 8Tracks, I'd first like to play the E-Double song. Here it goes.
April 16th. Taxes are done. IRS is happy with you personally, not with me personally. With us as people, probably not. You filled out your census? No, you didn't? Okay, well, you're going to jail. Everybody's sick. And there's a new singer on the chorus whose name I can't mention. Here we go.
I see you sitting on the sidelines. You follow all the guidelines. You wait your turn and follow rules. I live like I got 9 lives. My strength is like what life is like. A battle just like grind time. I say fuck all those timelines, but you still watch my blind side.
From the jump, you could tell my attitude was way different than them dudes trying to rap at you, cause half them dudes would use the same platitudes, thinking this is gonna get the girl laughing soon. Not true, homeboy, but I like the entertainment. You threw so much money that I thought that it was raining, and so did like 15 other guys. Go try the other side. Crazy Town Live playing Butterfly. Pit stained Ed Hardy shirts. Yeah, them dudes don't like me, it hardly hurts. I just go home, rip another gnarly verse. Think about the pretty girl with the darling purse, and when these thoughts get conjured, they run the gamut. From how she looks naked to chilling in the mansion, cause that's a lot to handle. We scramble all around Hamden, Cunningham, Randall. No throwback on, you like throwback songs. Karaoke with the vocab gone. Next morning wake up, turn right back on. Same clothes as last night, live a life like poems. And we still look good when we head to brunch. No pomade, but my hair standing up. Walking to the restaurant, getting stares and such. But it's all good, let them suckers glare at us. Cause they
sitting on the sidelines.
Suggestions, but you suggested a lot of stock in you, so I'm quite invested. You piqued my interest, my yields are sky high. Thoughts of grandeur, we playing for my ties. Damn, we eye fly, easy to hate this. Jealousy's tough, we don't speak that language. But we go so hard with our thumbs up. Dumb luck, no, taught ourselves how to get where to go. And we go until we get there, Owen on a jet land. Not yet, but imagination's how we get there. Heck yeah, fist up, you can do your fist pump. I don't have time, cause the grind gets a bit tough. Go Jersey Shore, show you the door. Drop shit you never heard before, because I'm peddling my gift, ain't settling for shit. Every week something new and it's steadily legit. Readily will pedal because my scooter doesn't fit. Can't coast, no joke, 27 different shifts. Working for a dick is just something I don't get. So I'm doing what I love and avoiding politics. Knowledge and a gift and a drive that doesn't shift. I could never be in park, I ain't flying on a whim. Riding on a hymn, you can tie me to a sin. I am cutthroat, Jesus couldn't help me if he lived. Back and forth motion, I am fucking till I jizz. I don't mean to be explicit, that's how it really is. And I can't stop, this is all there is now. If you like some other guy, go and rock his sound. I can always get down, shit can't faze me. Put your fucking fist up, this is Black Paisley. And I'm done, I'm fucking done. I am just off of it, I'm off of it, I'm off of it. I'm done, I'm fucking off of it. You all of it, y'all all of it. Y'all all can live, alternates. No sitting on the bench, fuck all that shit. No sidelines, no sidelines, no sidelines, no sidelines. Not for me, not anymore, not for me, no, not anymore. Fuck the B team, we're the A team. If you used to be on the B team, now you can hop up on the A team. Because you fucking awesome.
Oh, okay, sorry. Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Sidelines by E-Double from his Freestyle Friday episode 12. You can find that on YouTube. Yeah, so nice to play E-Double here on CITR. So, yeah, the quick background on 8 Tracks. It was launched on August the 8th, 2008, which I only realized now was the 8th month of the year on the 8th of 2008, so it's quite funny. But it had been in development. Like, when I checked, the guy who made 8 Tracks, the show had been in development since 1999. And it shut down, sadly, on New Year's Eve 2019. But recently it was acquired, and they have like kind of like new stuff going on with this new ownership. And its peak year was in 2011, when it was ranked on Time Magazine's top 50 best websites. And that makes a lot of sense to me because I remember clearly when I used 8-Trax, I was also using iTunes Genius Future to find new music because it's similar to the Spotify radio feature now, but I think a lot of people know it like could make similar playlists for you and that kind of stuff. But yeah, I basically used that and I used 8-Trax religiously to find new music from when I was around 11 until when I was 14 and I started using like other streaming apps. With the advent of those. And so when you mentioned your love for 8-Trax, and specifically indie rock, like hip-hop bootleg mashups, I Googled that, just like those words, like indie rock hip-hop mashups. And the only things really could find under that search term was for 8-Trax and another website called Indie Shuffle. I mean, I think there was a Reddit link too, but yes, 8-Trax and Indie Shuffle. And then I think Indie Shuffle, which was just like a copy of 8-Trax, came up. And I was wondering, like, I wanted to like play some of the songs for the episode today, but I couldn't play any of them. That like a bunch of them were copyrighted and they were down. And so that's when I like searched the names on YouTube, like the names of the songs. And I found then that the creator of a bunch of these indie rock hip hop bootleg mashups is still creating on YouTube. And they go by the Hood Internet, and they also have tons of other projects now, including a record label they started in 2017. But yeah, the YouTube channel, they started in 2007, and they are still making mashups like of that kind. But they have like a small cult following. And they actually, funny enough, they make the YouTube Rewind music every year. So they remix like Kendrick Lamar and Taylor Swift for the YouTube Rewinds or something. So yeah, the Hood Internet are a DJ and production duo from Chicago. And they're super popular, like as I mentioned, doing those 8-Trax remixes. But then obviously, like, did you know they were made by the Hood Internet back then?
No, not exactly. The Hood Internet. I mean, there was a lot of really independent artists, and I think anyone really with any sort of DJ system was able to just go and create their own mashups, which I thought that was one of the coolest part about 8-Trax was mm-hmm. you could just find music and it really felt like the almost like the Wild West mm-hmm. of music streaming back in the day, because you could just take something that was, you know, clearly not your own intellectual property mm-hmm. and you could just try to kind of take something that was copyrighted or had like royalties to someone else, and you could mash it up with something completely different. And you know, obviously you can't do that nowadays, but yeah, back in the day you could really just create your own creation out of these two songs that you found, and it was some of my favorite songs was born out of that sort of mashup between mm-hmm. two really popular songs.
Yeah, and I always find it so funny because I forgot about like kind of the way that they named each of the mashup. Like a lot of mashups back then, they just combined both of the names in kind of like a cheesy, sometimes cringy way. But yeah. It is like I look back on it with like a lot of fond memories, because when I was looking back at it now, the names were like for like a Snoop Dogg Cold War Kids mashup, it was called Drop It Like It's Cold. That's very aptly named. They just literally combined it, and I find that very funny. And then a Phoenix R. Kelly, obviously R. Kelly canceled, but Phoenix R. Kelly remix called 1901 Ignition, The Cure and Nas mashup Revolutionary Lullaby, Grizzly Bear, Dead Prez, 2 weeks of Hip Hop. Jay-Z, Lana Del Rey, National Empire. Like, it's just, they just combine the titles, and I think that's really funny. I mean, a bunch of those ones I just mentioned, I can't play. I really wanted to listen to the like 1901 Ignition, because I'm like, oh my gosh, a Phoenix mashup. Like, I'm just thinking about that now. Or a Snoop Dogg Cold War Kids mashup. Like, that's just so funny. And I can't find that one. I can find a bunch of like the other ones from around this time period. Like, I know you did mention about the Kid Cudi. What is it? Cudder's Back.
Yeah.
And then Kid Cudi, like, as I looked at it, like, is definitely not new with his kind of like collaboration or crossover into indie rock or alternative rock or alternative artists. Because From Cutter's Back, which is wrapped over Vampire Weekend's Ottoman, a song from, is it off their debut?
I think so.
Ottoman, yeah. I think from their debut is from 2010. Or Kid Cudi also song called All Talk, which is wrapped over LCD Sound System's Dance Yourself Clean. So that's also another type of like alternative artist that he wrapped over. And then all the way now to last year in 2020 with Loving Me, which featured Phoebe Bridgers. I literally talked about Phoebe Bridgers last episode, but... it's just like a consistent thing with him, like for over a decade of just like collaborating or rapping with alternative or indie rock influences explicitly or just like a sample or literally collaborating with them like in the studio with Phoebe Bridgers. So yeah, I would love to play couple songs by The Hood Internet as well as Kid Cudi Cutter's Back from 2010. As always, this is CITR 101.9 FM. This is Generation Strange with an S.
What's up? Mm-hmm. Nigga, yeah, it's me. Baby.
Turn. ready for it. Alright, I slow it up, put the brakes on for you. I know what I'm doing, I ain't losing my mind. I'm just so advanced, I'm ahead of my time. You hold stuck at the back, I'm ahead of the line. Even in the dark, I'm still gonna shine. You see what I mean in 2009, I kick out of space rap. Play live guitars, nigga, fuck hard. I'm trying to buy a spaceship to get to Mars. Look out the window and reach for the stars. It's a new thing, look, Kim's in charge. Got a big dick, I bone you out. Money in the bank, loan you out. If you ain't straight, I comb you out. Little Kim has got stores, zone it out.
Leslie, I'm turning up. Leslie, I'm turning up. Leslie, I'm burning up. Kim say, y'all make the cause go south. Kim say,
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. What you just heard was In Order. That was Kid Cudi, Cutter Is Back, Lip Gloss by Lil Mama, and Marnie Stern's Absorb Those Numbers by The Hood Internet. The mashup is called Absorb the Lip Gloss. And then after that, a mashup of When Kim Say Can You Hear Me Now by Lil Kim featuring Missy Elliott and Kids by MGMT by The Hood Internet called Can You Hear My Kids Now. All of those you can find on YouTube. My favorite playlist, I think, yeah, we'll head back into 8-Tracks conversation. So my favorite playlist on 8-Tracks was called Headphones On, World Off, which I thought was just so cool when I just turned 11. Obviously now I know that like everybody uses that phrase, but it was the first time I saw it. It was an easy indie folk playlist, and I found it in the homework tag. I don't know what homework I was doing at 11 that required some strenuous study music, but alas, that is what I did. And I did find a really cool playlist. And so first off, like when I was looking for this, the only thing I could remember about it was it had Of Monsters and Men and a song called Thunder Clatter by the Wild Cubs. I actually didn't remember it was called Thunder Clatter. All I knew that it had an animal and the word thunder in it, and I was like, that's what I had to go by to find it. But I found the playlist and I was surprised it was still up. It was like I listened to it the other day. It was the first time I had listened to it in a decade. And it was really interesting. I mean, a bunch of the songs were taken down. It was copyright. Like, you know, like, as you mentioned, 8-Tracks was just sort of living in that wild, wild west. Like, you could have tons of content on there. I mean, a bunch of them is deleted now, so you can't listen to it. But the ones that were on there really brought back good memories. I think the songs were Hello, My Old Heart by the Oh Hellos, Honey Jars by Brian John Appleby, like songs like that, just like really folky, easy listening. Not my cup of tea now, but I definitely still enjoy a good folk song. And what I found really interesting was the playlist. You could still see tons of the comments left on the playlist. And it had about 88,000 plays. And the user who made it, I remember her name distinctly, capital JBear underscore 4. So yeah, JBear 4. That's like kind of like, yeah. So funny, but yeah, her name was JBear4, and yeah, so I started going through the comments. I was just so like happy that I had found this playlist again in such a long time. And it had been so many years later, and like there were, like, when I say recent, I mean there were comments from 2014, and I was just when I was 11, so, and I stopped using 8-Tracks when I was 14, so, I mean, like, I feel like people, like, after I had really gotten into it, were also really still into it, and I was astounded by, like, the content in the comments. Like, what people were saying was, like, they were so moved by this playlist, and I don't know, like, it was a really good playlist, and I think about it, like, it really helped me. Like, I was like going through a bit of stuff when I was 11, like, but I just remember like in my room in Hong Kong, just like I can like see myself outside of my body, like on my laptop I can see the album artwork of the playlist and everything, and I just remember sitting there and yeah, and I really listened to that and it did help me, but I was still astounded by like the comments. Like, so I'll just read a couple that were left on the Headphones On World Off playlist from JBear underscore 4 on 8-Tracks. And some of the comments, I think, so I think the one that struck me so much was someone just commented, this playlist can cure cancer. I mean, I think that that's a bit of an outrageous claim or something to comment, but someone did that. I think that's like, I would never write that. But someone commented, you are fantastic and make everyone feel fantastic. So continue with what you do forever in regards to the person who made this playlist. Someone said, I love this playlist so much with like 8 exclamation marks. My 8-Tracks lost on my favorite playlist, but I'm so glad I found it again. Someone said, your mixes are a gift to my life. This is the best mix on 8 tracks. May your life be oh so blessed. Like, what do you think of those comments?
I think it's almost like a cool little time capsule of just this moment frozen in history forever on the internet.
Yeah.
Of these, you know, of his comments and of these kids sort of finding new music. And that's definitely how I felt. I wish I could go find some of the old playlists I listened to back when I was like 11 and 12, but I can't for the life of me remember the names now. But I'm sure if I went back, I'd find a bunch of comments that I could, you know, very heavily relate to. And I just think it's so interesting and so cool that we have, you know, something like this that can just really save all of this moment in time, and you can still look back at it, you know, with a certain fondness nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the comments was, "This is where it all started for me on 8 tracks. Thanks, smiley face." Right?
Yeah.
Like for me, that was true. That was where it started for me on 8 tracks, and I love that. I mean, also one of the other comments that astounded me was someone commented, "Jay Bear, can I come and stay with you in the U.S. of A? I think we might be good friends." That was from another girl who commented on there. Like, because, yeah, Jay Bear's profile picture was, like, of another girl. So people were really moved by this playlist. Like,
yeah, to think that you could be best friends with someone based off of your music taste.
Yeah,
that's how,
stranger,
I mean,
online.
You know, maybe it is, yeah, a little bit of naivety from being so young, yeah, but I remember looking back at it and feeling you genuinely did relate to the other people that listened to this sort of music, the same music as you did.
Yeah. So yeah, I just find that so funny. So I won't play songs from the playlist because a bunch of them are hard to find, and the ones that are super popular. But I did want to play a different kind of folky-ish song that's kind of similar to what you can find on there. And this song is for Mickey. It's called Treehouse. It's an unofficial release by Alex G, or Sandy Alex G, but he doesn't actually sing on the song, with Emily Yachina. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Ines here on Generation Strange. What you just heard was Alex G featuring Emily Yachina, Treehouse. So we are talking about 8 tracks today. And I just wanted to expand more about, like, how 8 tracks worked, and, like, the interface and stuff. Just so if people, I feel like, a lot of people who are into music, or a lot of people who like music, if that makes sense, know what 8-Tracks is. But if you don't, basically you were able to search through existing playlists, and it wasn't like other streaming platforms nowadays where the streaming platforms itself makes playlists. It was just all user-generated playlists. and it worked on a radio license, so you didn't necessarily, like, you couldn't fast forward four songs in a row. It worked almost like a radio, like 8-tracks radio, and you would have to like listen to all the songs. You couldn't skip ahead, you couldn't find out what was going to play next, essentially. And you, but you could also create your own playlist and submit it to this big, like, 8-tracks kind of library of music for other people to listen to. Yeah, so the songs were revealed one at a time, and you could only skip, you could only listen to 3 songs. You're only allowed to skip, I think, like, once a day. But I wanted to know, like, how you, like, when you first started using 8-tracks, if you made playlists or if you just listened to others. Like, did you ever make your own 8-tracks playlist?
Yeah, no, I never really made my own playlist. I mainly just sort of listened to people and, you know, discovered what music they had to share. And at the time, there was, yeah, like you said, you didn't really know what was coming. All that it really gave you was a couple of tags and just said this playlist involves these certain things. Mm-hmm. So maybe indie rock, rap, mashup, those sort of taglines. And you just, that's all you really had to go off of. And you would just, you know, sit there and listen to what it gave you. But I always wanted to create my own playlist, but I never actually got around to it. But yeah, I remember I definitely had my favorite tags and I had my favorite content creators that I feel like I really vibed and really enjoyed any sort of music they played.
Because I remember that I did make a couple playlists. And like I would go on Tumblr and get the album artwork and just steal the album artwork. That was like a big thing. Like a lot of people had like this really like aesthetic, like well-made album covers that no one made themselves. Like it was all just stolen.
Those were the playlists that would get popular.
Yeah, right. Like they would have like the epic tropical travel playlist of like someone in like Bali or something. Obviously not the the OP, or I guess not the original person who made the playlist. But I remember, yeah, when I made my playlist, I think I had like an Arctic Monkeys one, or something like that, and a bunch of just, yeah, like indie rock from the time. But yeah, I remembered, yeah, so what you can do, you mentioned like the tags and stuff, you could tag certain playlists with like moods and stuff. And this is what I loved about 8-tracks. So you could just type in sad and you would like, they have like a cloud library of all the 8-track stuff with the tags. And you could go to it by your mood and the things that were tagged like sad. And you could get all the sad playlists or like autumn or just like really specific things. Cause it would be whatever mood, like whatever people wanted to tag their moods for their playlist or genre for the playlist. And I know they have that on popular streaming platforms right now, but they are like made by the streaming platform itself. It's not made, like, you could still find user generated songs about being sad on the popular streaming platforms nowadays, but I think it was just the fact that it was like the first time and I was a kid and it was like other people's ones and it had like just a very organic feeling. Yeah,
it felt distinctly authentic to the person that was, you know, making their playlist and sharing their music, because it was just a collection of 8 songs that they thought that other people would enjoy. You know, it felt like they're not really making it for any sort of ad revenue or clout. They just made it to share, you know, and I thought that was something really cool about that, because if you did stumble across someone's playlist that you really did like, it was just someone sharing music to another. There was nothing really in it for them.
Yeah. Because it had this essence of like a social element, because it was all user generated, but it wasn't like a social network where you could follow people or like, you know, you couldn't like get big on the platform and have like have a big following or something. You could like follow people, but it wouldn't like show their follower count or stuff. But yeah, you could like subscribe to the mixes that people would make. You couldn't subscribe to the creator and they couldn't get big. And so I really like that about that. So before we continue, on our conversation on 8-tracks. I'm going to play a couple ads, PSAs, and show IDs for you.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. So I would love to just play a couple of Canadian rap songs for you guys. I'm a big fan of Wally. He is a Haitian Canadian hip hop MC beat maker. And he raps a lot in Haitian Creole, and in, I think he raps a bit in French and in English, so bilingual, trilingual, and he's from Montreal, and so I think there's like a bunch of, yeah, like those diverse influences around him, like geographically, but then also you can hear that come through in the music, and so the next song up by him is called One More Day.
Yo, sorry, lady, you make my brain go so crazy. I'll take you out if you let me, and let it be more than one day. Flashing right by the cashier. I met her at a stationery store full of fashion. That's where it began, feeling the potential. Always learn your lesson when the class is in session. I speak with an accent, but I'm sure you're understanding. These laws of attraction, it's not a beauty pageant. Sitting on a table with a coffee, eating my fan, staring from a distance only to change my perception. Legs rubbing and holding a cup with both hands. Turned around, she smiled, my head just went bang. Past life experience makes it hard for me to trust one. Gotta seize the moment or else
I shall be gone. I'm looking for a moonshine with people of the same kind, like-minded at times, so we can walk the same line. Eyes be flying and looking around and gazing fresh like a new sky every time she walks by.
Yeah, sorry lady, you make my brain go so crazy. I'll take you out if you let me, and let it be more than one day. So lady, you make my brain go so crazy. I'll take you out if you let me, and let it be more than one day.
Tired of the monologue, looking for a dialogue, and screaming through a megaphone and feeling like it's analog. Halted like oregano and shed a few compliments. Got a plan for both to put an end to this confinement. Your skin like molasses there and waving my way. It got to be a Saturday, not tied to live the other way. Way up. And plus the style you display, it's colorful like an anime. It makes me want to play. I wouldn't trade this moment, any moment. Got to own it while you're over like a donut. And I love it when you're moaning. I'm zoning on your third eye and diving to your mid-thighs. Let's both close these eyes and let us focus on a sweet ride. It's time we go to places and share more than a plate. Forget about the lies we once had, we out the gates. For chasing you, I'm never late, and this day can never end. If it does, I make sure to push so I can try again.
Yeah, sorry lady, you make my brain go so crazy. I'll take you out if you let me, and let it be more than one day. So lady, you make my brain go so crazy. I'll take you out if you let me, and let it be more than one day.
Pas pousser la moche un jour nous pral rive. Gade mon yo di yo la. Et menti ap di kounia. Et ça fait date mon cher nous la.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And what you just heard was Wally's One More Day and Wally's Fly Saw. And so since we were talking a lot about hip-hop during this episode, I always want to bring in some more diverse Canadian voices. And so, yeah, definitely check out Wally's, a great Canadian artist. Especially One More Day, I'm a big fan of that song. But if you want more of the tropical vibe, you can listen to the Bly Saw. What did you think of Wally's music?
Yeah, I thought it was I thought it was very interesting. I think it's more on the side of like you said, you mentioned he's trilingual. He has, you know, obviously a lot of different perspectives to offer, and like his rap flows and his style like varies a lot compared to other artists. I think that's just a product of him having more languages to rap. Yeah. Honestly, I think it's very interesting. But yeah, no, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know, because I found with One More Day that actually reminded me a lot of classic rap, like early, that flow was very like early rap, like 90s. But then the Bly Saw was much more modern, like dance, afro pop a bit. With that the background, but I was wondering if you want to play any more Hood Internet songs.
One more Hood Internet.
Depending on the time, but yeah, I was just wondering, like, there's a Animal Collective one.
You
love Animal Collective. I know. Yeah, I love Animal Collective too. But that's quite interesting. Every time I see the Hood Internet songs that are remixed, like, I don't know, there's just so much, like, I don't know, I get so excited.
Cause almost nostalgia.
I know, but I'm also just like, how is this going to sound? Like, Animal Collective and, or like, whatever artist they pair it with. It's just, I don't know, like, I'm always like, what's going to happen? I don't know if that sounds weird, but I don't think a lot of people listen to mashups anymore.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly interesting. I think, for one, it's difficult to sort of get the royalties and sort that whole thing out. And that's why a lot of these songs get, you know, end up getting taken down. But, you know, I think there's a real beauty in them. And certain people, it feels really grassroots to just sort of come up with your own mashup of these two fantastic songs and just seeing what they sound like together. And I think the Hood Internet has done a fantastic job of doing that.
Yeah, because... Yeah, it actually brings back a lot more excitement, because normally when you listen to a song, I guess apart from a new release, like you actually have no idea what's going to happen, like bringing in two artists from completely different genres. And I think the reason why I mentioned Animal Collective is because they make just very experimental music, so I was interested in that. So I think we are going to play, a Animal Collective mashup from the Hood Internet and one more Hood Internet song for you guys.
Yeah.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. That was the Hood Internet Animals Collecting Money, Paper Route Gangsters versus Animal Collective. It's been a wonderful hour talking about 8-tracks and just talking about the nostalgia of playlists. And we're going to wrap it up because it's coming to the end of the show, end of the hour. Say thank you to Max for joining me.
Well, thank you again for having me, and thank you everybody for tuning in.
Okay.